Okay, I spy with my little eye something beginning with R.
Is it road?
Yep.
Okay. I spy my little eye, we just went past it, something also
tree.
Beginning with T, yeah, correct.
I spy my little eye something beginning with R.
It's not road again, is it?
No.
Railway?
Roadworks.
Roadworks.
I go again. I spy my little eye something beginning with R.
Now it's road.
No.
What is it?
Roadkill.
Hey guys, welcome to the Dan Knows 40 podcast. You can find more of Dan Knows 40 on the website, Spotify, YouTube, and social. Rinse off. See ya.
I was hating to see kids and I was like, where are they? Kick him harder. Kick him all harder. Punch him in the face. I'm bloody horizontally challenged, if you get what I mean. Oh no. Tough crowd today. Should we say this is the line? If you don't hear the next bit, it's over the line. Okay, so if you don't hear the next bit, I've got a line. This is more past punt road. He dips in.
Welcome everyone. We're on the road. We're doing some things here. I've got speed dealers on. I've got a lapel on. You have a lapel on. Amy's in the back, which yep. I just feel so sorry for her because she is stuck listening to us and all day going to film you and I doing things on our way to gather around Adelaide. Thanks to Toyota, I think we have to say, firstly. We honestly would be, as I said, the options were we walk to Adelaide or we kindly asked Toyota to hook us up with a Land Cruiser, which they have done. And I wouldn't have jumped in anything else if it wasn't Toyota. That's my rules about cars.
Well, you'd look silly, wouldn't
you? Oh my God, there's a car up my ass. This is live, guys. It's raw. We're on the road. So we are, yeah, as I said, we are recording on our drive to gather round right now. Ollie, how are you feeling? You've only had one pie.
I'm feeling hungry, correct. We've had the one pie in Beaufort, which is about 2.5 hours outside Melbourne. We've just left Stawell, which is exactly 3 hours.
We had an argument in Stawell, didn't we?
We did have an argument in Stawell. Mm-hmm. I beat you in the recreation of the gift.
As people will see, you're a cheater. But we're big in Beaufort. Great people, you know what I say?
Best city in the world.
Beaufort is the best city in the world.
Yeah.
Until I went to Stawell. And now Stawell is the best city in the world.
Yeah.
So we're coming out of Stawell now. Big, big week of football in Gather Round. We're going to Adelaide and we love Adelaide. A lot of churches.
When was the last time you were there?
When was the Prince there? I was last there for my grandma's funeral, so thanks for bringing that up.
Ooh.
Great. Nice segue to that.
Good? I don't know what.
It was good. Good, good. There was good sandwiches. There was good coffee and good tea. And good times all around.
Good.
So rest in peace to grandma. You, last time in Adelaide?
Last time in Adelaide was, I believe it was that, I went, Adelaide, it was the showdown where the Crows won after the siren.
Yeah.
Was it a Jordan Dawson goal from the boundary?
True. When he sunk port?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I reckon whenever that was, a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been it's been too long, really.
Honestly, I'm excited for the churches. Just so many opportunities to pray for a Carlton flag. Like a lot of churches. I don't know how many exactly, but I'm just keen to get there and pray for a bit.
We're 3 hours in and that's come up. Or Carlton flag chances. Carlton flag, like what you're going to do if you win. Like it's come up five times.
Yeah, I have booked a celebration place, a venue.
Johnny's Green Room.
Johnny's Green Room.
Smart.
I didn't like it. What did you actually pack? Did you pack any? Have you packed correctly? Because you're in the St Kilda Guernsey.
Yeah, I bought two St Kilda Guernseys, so that's important. St Kilda shorts, that was important.
Nice.
A bit of a throwback. I bought a Pez dispenser. Buzz
Why?
Lightyear.
There's no Pez. Pez mints don't even get made anymore.
Well, in the country they do, and that's where we are.
In the country.
I've packed an Akubra.
You did?
And some Gatorade. So, like, other than that, I don't really know what there was.
Yeah.
Is to pack.
It's honestly going to be... It's going to be a wild trip, man. And, jeez, I'm going to be last man standing at Dog and Duck, Zhivago's, Red Square, HQ, Mansions, Mr. Kim's. What are the other ones?
I think HQ's done and dusted.
I'm going to be like a hot knife through butter in Adelaide. Just last man standing. drinking all the beers.
What's the country western theme one on Hindley Street? That goes off. The Woolshed.
That mechanical ball. Yeah. Woolshed. Yeah. Get yourself there. But bad, just a bad weekend to be a glass of beer, really, for Adelaide. Feel bad about how much beer is going to be consumed here.
West End or Coopers? What's the...
Neither. They're just both dog piss, if I'm being completely honest with Adelaide. And we know you have some apprehension in going to Adelaide. You're saying off mic what you're saying about the town of Adelaide, and we all know how you feel about Adelaideans.
No, that's so not true. I love Adelaideans.
No,
I love them.
You teed off on them.
No, I didn't. I think they're wonderful people. I think that they're just one half of their AFL allegiance is not my preferred one. And that's...
called them entitled, to be clearly honest. You did.
Yeah, well, wrap it up.
We've stopped in Beaufort. We've left Stawell. We're going to stop in Keith.
Yeah, I reckon, honestly, I think probably the border's the next one.
Is it?
Like, either border town or the... No, sorry, Horsham.
Horsham,
yeah. Of course.
Which always confused because it sounds like horseradish.
Hey, can I just, before I forget, wild's this? You know how we were teeing off against the Bulldogs and the memberships?
I remember.
Bulldogs have got that many members because they offer 1 year of free KO.
Onto them. We're on to the Doggies.
We know what they're doing over there.
We haven't slagged them, and we would never slag them because we have no reason to yet.
No.
We're more than open to slagging. Look at West Coast. We're going off of them at the moment. But we have our suspicions about their membership counts and the fact they don't get fans to games. We know they have members, but now we've confirmed that most of their memberships are Dogs.
Yep.
And people who just want to watch KO.
Which I get. I totally get
that. I can't argue
that.
With it. I can't argue. A free year of KO is a free year of KO, is what I always say. So we're stopping in Keith now. Let's just cover some stuff that's happened in the footy already. Harvey Gallagher, rising star this week for the Doggies. Pick 39 in 2022. Cut his teeth for last year. Didn't get a look in.
Yep.
Now 16 touches and 2 goals this week. So that's just big. Big time from him. So congrats to you, mate. Also, Jamal Ugelhagen. There's whispers of him now signing for 2 years, which... let's be honest, he's probably going to be on that 450 to 600k for 2 years. Yep. And he's just looking for that monster deal. I think his next deal will be maybe the Doggies, maybe not, but it's going to be a 7-year Buddy Franklin type money.
Well, there are a few teams out there with, you know, a little bit of a rumoured war chest, so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he entertains free agency and see what else is out there. But the Doggies,
just pay him whatever he wants, just pay him.
Same for Tim English.
Same for Tim English, same for contract Stringer.
Yeah.
Just pay him. Speaking of whispers, I think... you know how Nick Dacos is called Whispers Dacos?
Yeah.
Did you know why it's called Whispers Dacos?
I will be totally honest, I've got no
idea.
From
what I've heard is Dead Kangaroo. What I've heard is... No, it's just a tyre, sorry. What I've heard is that he is called Whispers because at school or something like that, people would whisper, "Shh, that's Nick Dacos, that's his Dacos." So he was like, "I'm sick of the whispers. I'll just call myself Whispers Dacos," which I actually rate so much.
Is that what we should have called you when we were driving through Beaufort?
Yeah, Whispers Gorringe. That's what I say.
Or Yells, because they were a bit more... They weren't whispering, were they? They were a bit more straight to the point.
They called me emo weirdo at school.
Emo weirdo?
Yeah, I was a bit weird at school. I was really, really weird at school, actually, now I think about it. There's just nothing out here as well. Like, we're on a straight road now. I think we've just got... Just rode for 200Ks.
That's okay, because we know where the destination is. But yeah, it's...
Well, it's only one road in there. Liam Baker got a week. Marcus Windenhager got a week. How do you feel about that, you big Saints man?
Oh, gutted. We're losing people left, right and centre at the moment. But week's a week. Max King comes back. Obviously, that doesn't, you know, affect Windenhager too much in their roles. But, you know, Windenhager in particular, his body over the offseason, he's got big. A few of those boys have got
just
really
hot.
Big. Just hot.
Just hot and muscly. Yeah. And that's all you need to be a good player in this league.
Thing.
That's all we look at, really. The AFL apologised to Jack Ginnivan. We've been calling for that for a long time. Last episode, we said, what does he have to do to get a free kick in this league? We found out that they apologised to him. Laura Kane said something. I mean, what's an apology these days, though? It's too late for that. Let's just call Jack Ginnivan's free kicks based on free kicks. Sam Mitchell came out and said that he's teaching the boys not to play for free kicks, because when you do play for the free kicks, you don't normally get them. So, love the way he's steering these young men.
Yeah.
But AFL, let's give a couple. He deserves them.
Now, Dan, obviously you're driving, so I'm in charge of...
Am I? This thing's on cruise control.
Well, that's true. Now, I'm in charge of a few things. One, navigation, which has been very much turn left at Melbourne and you should end up in Adelaide.
Yeah.
But also, for the first time, I've been entrusted with the running order.
Great.
So we've got, you've come up with this, D-list or play on.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll run you through the options and you tell me, I won't chime in.
Okay.
Closing the roof shut on a sunny day at Marvel, D-list or play on?
Well, I'm saying I want to D-list it and open it up. If it's sunny outside and you've got the ability to open the roof, Marvel, let's take the lid off it. Let's open it up. It is actually insulting, especially if Carlton are playing there, to put a lid on them and say, no, we're going to contain this thing. It's insulting to a flag banner who go there and are on a roll to say, let's keep a lid on you. It's insulting to any team that's on a roll to contain them. So Marvel Stadium, do the right thing and open it up.
Have you seen the shadow, though? It's not great. The cut's halfway across the ground.
Mate, glory sometimes comes with pain. Open it up. To delist it, let's start playing on with the roof open.
All right, fair enough. Moving on. This is sick. Whoever writes this stuff in. Pulling lethals in the men's urinals at halftime, in brackets, pants around ankles.
Play on. Need more of it. Need just one for humour in the men's room. I think everyone can get around that humour when you walk in and you see like ass cheeks and standing. Love it.
Only thing better than that is obviously pants around the ankles, but then also holding your shirt up around your armpits.
Or only thing better than that is when a bloke's turned around, he's taking a shit in the urinal.
I don't know if that's better. That's not better.
Okay, so maybe we don't do poos in the urinal.
We don't do poos.
I think lethals, bring lethals back. We brought the arse tap back. Let's bring lethals back, especially gather round. Let's gather around each other and pull the pants down to the ankles to take a leak from now on in.
Okay, this could be a really good one in the preseason, but goals should be worth the value of the number on the player's back.
Rate it so much. Play on. Play on. I think you'd be really tactical. And I don't want teams to go and change their player numbers now.
No.
So, like a Charlie Cameron is now up number 100.
Yeah.
I think that the club should be like, who's the least likely to score a goal? Let's put 50 on their back.
Yeah.
So you get 50 points. And all your forwards have to be 1-6.
Mason Cox would be all right.
He hasn't kicked many goals. He hasn't kicked goal in five games.
If he kicked one, they would have won every game.
True. Yeah. So I like that. For one round, we have gather round, but I think one round should be
numerical round.
Yep.
Third man up. You'll have something to say on this.
Bring it back. I mean, as a ruckman, there was nothing fucking worse than copping a random knee in the side. It was literally an opportunity to put a kidney in a good ruckman.
Yeah.
I think that's why the AFL took it out, and they wanted to make it more contested and congested.
Yeah.
But I'm saying bring it back. Let's open things up a bit. Let's get a third man up flying across and punching it into space with someone running on.
Supermarket. No shoes. Thoughts?
Yeah, gross. Did list that.
It's not great, is it?
Horrible. Well, you strike me as someone who wouldn't wear shoes in the supermarket.
I'd wear Birkenstocks. Yeah.
Nah, I think Birkenstocks is playing, but I can see you rolling into like an IGA. Just no shoes on. Dirty feet.
Straight to what aisle would I be in? Confectionery?
Smoking a joint.
In the supermarket.
Yeah, that kind of level of disrespect. Yeah, you got to wear shoes in the supermarket.
Captain to get captain's call on a goal line review.
I don't mind it. I mean, it's very crickety.
It is very crickety, a bit too crickety.
The thing is, though, we've just had so much uproar about what's going on at the moment that probably anything's better than what we've got.
Yeah.
I'm sick of these reviews. I could go on all day. I could go on for the next 5 hours to Adelaide about the goal line reviews. Nah.
Should you give it a go?
We need to do something. I mean, I don't really love that one, but I don't hate it either. So it's a play on with an orange light next to it.
Yeah, well, if your captain's a key defender, what are they going to say? You know, and it's going against you, what are they going
to
say?
Yeah, something to speed the game. I still think, and I stand by that, if the ball hits the post and goes in the goals, it's a goal.
Yeah.
If it goes off the post back into play, then it's play on, boys.
Yeah.
They did it in the preseason cup years ago.
Yeah, it was
just
so much fun.
Awesome.
So much fun.
All right, let's go into this week's games now, Ollie. Gather round in Adelaide tomorrow night. No, tonight. Fuck, I always fuck that up. Tonight, because you're listening to it now. Tonight we have Adelaide versus Melbourne. Adelaide at 227 against Melbourne at $1.61. The line is 7.5 points. That feels extremely generous to Adelaide, considering they haven't won a game all year and they're only averaging 55 points a game. So, we've screamed Adelaide, we're bringing the whole industry to you. The whole show is coming here. The circus is here. We're going to need something from you. Just give us something. Just be competitive. We want to see more than 4 goals. Adelaide fans and the town, you say are entitled. I'd say frustrated. with what they're putting up at the moment. So start to gather around off on the right foot. Well, get a win here.
That's what I'm worried about. Mm. You know, like, it's so important. Like, I would love for them to almost have just a bit of a gimme game. I don't think...
Give them a North.
Give them a North is kind of, you know, what they deserve right now to just really kickstart their season, but also kickstart the round. Like, I can only imagine what it'd be like if the Crows and Port don't get the win. It's a little bit like, oh.
Yeah. Right,
well, and why are we in South Australia?
True.
You know, like, whereas if we did this in Sydney, you'd be pretty confident right now. But, yeah, I've got my fingers crossed for Adelaide on this one, I do.
Yeah. Look, they should. They're at home. That helps. I think it was Lachie Murphy. He's going to miss 3 to 5 weeks with his knee injury, which is actually a handy player. Ned McHenry hopefully doesn't take the pregame speeches. I think we look out for that, for Ned talk. If Ned is talking in the huddle, he currently has a 0-1 record. But Melbourne, they've been in the city churches for a while. They're used to the city. You know, they've acclimatized the lifestyle. They...
Which is what would you say?
Just relaxed and laid back.
Yep.
You know, a lot of prayers.
A lot of prayers.
So their prayers are being answered. They love Adelaide Oval. They love that. I think they generally internally would be like, we love this oval. We knocked off Port last week. We probably shouldn't have won that game, but we did. They'd be looking at Adelaide saying, we don't care that this is your round.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to knock you off here. So I'm going to say Melbourne, and they cover the line easily. You?
I feel like I owe it to the city of Adelaide. I'm going to back them on this one. I'm going straight in for Adelaide by a couple of kicks.
Cool. Okay. Well, next game then is two Friday night games, which is wild. This one's at 5:10. It's a genuine knockoff beers game.
Yeah, it's not quite graveyard, it's not nighttime.
It's actually the curtain raiser for the main game. Brisbane versus the Kangaroos, and generally, who would have thought that these two teams would both come into this round not having won a single game between them? Brisbane, considering all that, are paying $1.13. The Kangaroos are paying $6.05, and the line is 36.5 points. Feel like the line here is generous once again to the Kangaroos, but let's be honest now. The Kangaroos, they're arse water.
Mm.
Like, they are not a good team at the moment. The only thing that have going for them is it's Norwood Oval, smaller, thinner ground, limits the damage that the Brisbane boys can do here to them. But, I mean, these games have not been even close in the past.
We're just driving past a giant koala.
Oh, my God,
in a moment.
We are.
And I did see a comment on YouTube. Someone said, go take a photo outside the giant koala, see if you can tell the difference between him and Ollie.
I mean, he's got a good point.
Well, but what? Am I that big? Or was it the hair, or what is it?
One would be Blaze and one wouldn't be. Who knows which one it would be. There it is.
There it is.
Giant koala. Like, yeah, big.
I don't...
Is it the biggest koala I've ever seen?
Well, in fairness, it's a giant koala, not the biggest in the world.
Silos.
Oh, yeah. That's entertaining as well.
We've got nothing else for another 2 hours. But these games in the past haven't been close at all. The average in the last two games is Brisbane winning by 91.5 points. So it's just, I can't see in what world this is going to be close. I don't think it'll be a blowout because there's no pockets here that... I've got to think about pockets and grounds. If there's no pockets there, then I don't think it'd be high scoring. It's too narrow, the ground. But in saying all of that, I have been a big advocate for North and them scalping a team. I just feel like they're going to get someone. They're going to jump someone. Bless you, Amy. That was just a koala.
Yeah. Bless. And on neutral ground for both teams as well. So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my gut says pick North, but I'm not extremely sure.
Can I just say...
I mean, pick the Lions, sorry.
Yeah, I think that...
It's a horrible matchup for the defence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, poor Toby Pink is going to hate footy once again because Charlie, Harry and Joe.
Yeah.
He goes from Charlie and Harry to Joe and Eric.
Yeah. It doesn't get much easier. Hey, just away from the footy, to just paint a picture as to where we're at right now for the listeners, just driving past the Grampians National Park, and it's just... I don't know if you've been noticing, Dan, I mean, it's just been lit ablaze
recently.
This looks devastating. It's really eerie.
Yeah, it is.
Driving through here.
Sad.
Not a lot left.
It is sad. It's a kangaroo. I don't think this game's close. Segwaying back into football.
It's a little bit too deep for you.
Yeah, a little bit too deep for me.
Don't want to talk about climate change, right?
4 hours deep into it. Yeah. I just can't see how this game is close, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on
also,
that
also, just on that North, bring in Charlie Combin. He's a big boy. I don't care if he can't really defend. Just get a body down there.
I feel like North would be bothered with whether or not he could defend.
Not really defending at the moment.
Well, that's
Let's be honest, they're just out there. Just existing.
Yeah.
West Coast versus Sydney. Fucking here we go. I'm trying to be positive about West Coast, but I'm finding it very hard. $1.04 for the Sydney Swans, $11 for West Coast, and the line's at 54.5. Now, this game is played at Mount Barker, and that's a sign of the AFL saying, how can we get this game as far as fucking possible away from the city of Adelaide to keep people interested and gather around?
So what do we know about the ground itself? Mount Barker's about, what would you say, 45 minutes an hour outside?
Yeah.
At least?
It's far out. Yeah.
Have you been there? Played there?
I actually haven't played there. I don't know much about the ground at all, but it's just the AFL saying we don't want to be associated with that shit show at the moment, because this game will be over a quarter time. And I feel bad for the people of Mount Barker who are going to go there. The beautiful people in Mount Barker who will spend all their time there investing in the games to go and roll into a West Coast game to know it's going to be a shit show. I think the line at 54.5 gets covered, because the last time that these teams have played, last time they played, Sydney won by 171 points.
Sheepers.
Honestly, you could even beat a Auskick team by that much.
Yeah. Oh my God, 171.
171 that points is last time that they played, and that's how much Sydney won by.
There comes a point as the general AFL public where we really need to intervene when it comes to a game like that.
Just a mercy rule for them.
Yeah,
just
seriously.
A mercy rule. So it doesn't look great for West Coast here, but I mean, I think Amati and McDonald, they could fill up their goal-kicking bag massively here. I put a bet on the feed as well. Can you read out what I put on?
Yeah, absolutely. So for Heaney, hottest guy in the league, to have 30 or more, Sydney's line to be -80.5,
yep.
And Harley Reid to have 15 or more.
I mean, it's...
In what universe is that not coming in?
Well, it's just one of those ones where that's not unrealistic. The line being 8.5 points, though that's... Guys, once again, that is on feed on Sportsbet. Jump on there, you can see all the bets that we're doing over Gather Round. So this game isn't close. It's not anywhere near close. And I don't know how many people are going to tune in to see this shit show.
It's a big shame for West Coast as well that this is their home game, because for what little advantage they did have, you know, playing in Perth, or do have playing in Perth, they could have really used it.
But also deserve it.
Yeah, that's true.
You deserve, I don't want to be mean and negative, but you deserve to be out at Mount Barker getting absolutely pantsed by Sydney. And Sydney be angry. They'll be coming in going, we shouldn't have lost last week. Who can we take it out on? Oh, the West Coast Eagles. Roll over consensually.
Yeah.
You know, and just cop it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not close that one. Here we go. The battle of the lids. Freo versus Carlton. $2.18 to Freo, Carlton $1.69. The line is 6.5 points. So everything's saying that it's going to be a close game. But even though they're both undefeated, and this isn't Blues bias, I'm actually taking my Carlton hat off. I just feel like it's a different 3-0 teams. They're two different 3-0 teams. Freo have beaten Brisbane, North and Adelaide. The Blues have beaten Brisbane, Richmond and North. I don't know. There's different feelings about it.
Okay, and which one are you feeling better about?
I'm feeling better. I think if I put both teams side by side on paper and don't look at the records, and I had to pick a team to choose to win, I'd say, okay, Carlton's the team here.
Yeah, okay.
This would be a good game. It won't be a track meet at all. It's going to be two teams who like a slow game, like a contested, and will just break each other down. Sam Walsh isn't going to play. I think he's back after this round. He's back still absolutely cooked from carrying the boys last year. Freo have 12 people on their injury list as well.
So what's going on in Perth? They can't... Injured.
Everyone's injured.
All the time.
The Perth teams, they're either injured or not interested in playing football this year.
Yeah, that's true.
Freo have... that means they literally cannot afford anyone to go down. Anyone at all. So I feel bad saying Freo won't win this game, because they definitely can win, but I just think... I feel like Carlton are the better team here. So you're not associated in this game or have any emotional connection. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that... this is going to sound pretty basic, but I think if this was in Perth, Freo would be firm favourites for mine, and that's about it.
Get out.
But we've been through this. You can't. You're legally obliged to take me all the way to Adelaide. You don't have to take me back, but you have to take me all the way to Adelaide.
Continue.
Can I say my piece?
Yes. Yes.
So I think on neutral territory, I think Carlton will win.
Thank you. You can get back in the car now. They're in the South Guernsey, though, Freo.
That's true. We didn't take that into consideration, did we?
I still think as strong as they'll be... I'm going to overtake someone here. I think as strong as they'll be in the Guernsey, because it's going to give them some extra boost, Carlton just... The lid remains off of Carlton.
Speaking of stealth Guernseys, we saw and you posted about GWS's as well.
Thank you to Puma, who have now sent us their Guernsey as well.
Yeah, we thank them.
I tell you what, as I said to you, people will ask, how's the podcast going? How's the business going? I'll say, probably not well.
Yeah.
But God, we've got some Guernseys.
Yeah.
We have some Guernseys.
I don't care what relationships we burn, to, you know, the bridges that were ruined.
Just give us Guernseys. That's all Guernsey's we care about. That's what we central. Base success.
But who's show. Beating... What's better, GWS's Guernsey or Freo's, do you think?
Both similar. Yeah. I feel like it's just the logo. Oh, nah, GWS is better.
Oof. Big.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I
just
agree.
Though, but both very good. This will be a... I feel like when you put these two teams next to each other, it looks boring, but could be good. Western Bulldogs versus Geelong.
Mm.
The Dogs... tight here on the odds. $2.04 for the Doggies, $1.81 for the Cats. Two and a half points to the line. Play to Adelaide Oval. So, I mean, Geelong on the short turnaround. They played in the Storm. It's just a shit mix for a group that's 35 and over.
Yep.
Like, I don't like the old players having a five-day turnaround in those conditions and then coming to Adelaide to travel against a young Dogs team who are just hungry at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. And they look hot. That's the main thing. They look hot and hungry again. Bevo's put pressure on selection, so they all want to keep their team as where last couple of years, I feel like it's just whatever happens. If you play shit, we'll just keep rolling out the same numbers. But this year, Bevo's saying, no, I'm more than happy to pull people out and put up some young dogs.
You know what I love about this fixture, and I think about it every season that rolls past? It's the battle of the household pets. And it gets me thinking about a round where the mascot counterparts play each other. So Saints versus Demons, Cats versus Dogs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lions, Tigers.
I mean, if you put a dog against a cat, I think a dog would very much maul the cat.
So maybe we should be, by that sort of theory, we sort of go for the dogs on this one.
I mean, if you're going with that theory, I don't even know what the fuck a docker is. What is a docker?
A docker? They work by the... I thought you said a dogger.
No, a docker.
A docker works by the docks, like next to boats, loading the ships. And...
It's just an ordinary person.
Yeah, but they're very strong, notoriously tough.
I don't like it. I don't like it. The Waitman could come back from concussion protocol. I think he's in. Edwards is also in it, so hopefully he comes back. Tim English, we know, is just an absolute dog at the moment and could have his way in the ruck here. I mean, I think Conway is going to ruck again. I can't see them bringing back Stanley because Conway was actually very impressive. But the Doggies team are more dangerous than we think. If things go right for them this year, look out. You don't want to play them.
No, you don't.
They're a team that's dangerous if they get their tails up.
Well, I think we can all agree they've got the weapons. It's all down to cohesion now at this stage. So we'll see how they go. But... yeah, imagine 4 weeks in that this could be a bit of a time that they find their bite for sure.
I'm loving the way that Chris Scott is coaching at the moment. I just think he's just a guy who's just out thinking the other box.
Yeah.
His structure last week against the Hawks to shut them down completely and slow them up was just... it's coaching 101. It's just an absolute masterstroke of coaching that he's doing at the moment. So I still think that the Doggies win here. I think they win in a close one. And I'd love to see Rory back in AFL action. I know that he's been busy on TikTok and that's consuming a lot of his time along with golf, but he was a good sport about our TikTok.
He loved it, didn't he?
He loved it.
And I think that just from your behalf, I just want to say like thank you because it was very funny.
I mean, I try to bring humour to this world, and some players we know on the last episode don't appreciate that.
No.
He did not like it one bit.
An unnamed player.
Unnamed player from a Melbourne team. Didn't like it. Narrows it down.
Certainly narrows it down. What sign are we going past here? We're
going to Horsham soon.
So you got Grampians on the left, Halls Gap, Horsham. Yeah, right.
Quick break here. I don't ask for much, but I am asking you guys to
please do me a favor and follow, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on right now to join the community, join something we're building here. When you do that, it helps all of us here build an amazing show for you guys. It allows us to get more guests because they see the ratings and the follows and all these numbers and they go, wow, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So please, takes 2 seconds to do it right now. Obviously, if you're not driving, if you are driving, pull over and do it. Follow, subscribe. Thank you so much.
All right, now we have the Battle of the Dirty Expansion Teams. Gold Coast versus the Giants. $3.05 for the Gold Coast here, $1.38 for the Giants. 16.5 is the line, then playing at Mount Barker. So finally, we get some talent at Mount Barker. These games have not been close for years. The Giants have had their absolute way with the Suns, and you could just pick a winner based off the Guernseys.
That's what it comes down to?
Really? If you're looking at it, I mean, the Giants are just a lot better, but the Guernseys are also, what they're putting on their backs is a statement piece. Mm. Saying, we've come here to Adelaide on a business trip. We're not going to go to the churches. Yeah. We're not going to go to the strip joints. We're not going to Zhivago's. We're not going to Red Square. We've come here on a genuine business trip, and then we're out of here.
Takes a lot of self-control to not go to those places as well as church. That's tough.
Telling me, I grew up here.
Yeah.
I was a horny bastard. And then I had to go to church.
And then you went to church.
I sat in church with just throbbing some days.
I'm not being rude, but you don't strike me as the sort of guy that would have had a girlfriend like in year 9, 10. Were you a bit later?
I was a bit later, yeah. Yeah, I didn't, a lot of girls did not want to flock near the old Gozo, which is weird because I think I'm a pretty normal guy. Like, I'm not weird at all. Attractive, 10 out of 10, I would have thought. So just didn't have a girlfriend for a long time.
But maybe that's just at school, though, you know, like you're just coming into your body.
School's politics, though, you know?
It is politics, yeah.
This is weird. Like, I liked a lot of girls, but they just didn't know I existed.
Yeah.
My first girlfriend was called Melissa. Then I fell in love with a girl called Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea broke my heart. Adelaide was cruel to me, for being completely honest. I actually have a bit of PTSD going back to Adelaide.
Well, I'm worried, yeah. I've got a feeling. I haven't actually seen any of the tickets to the games that we're supposed to be going to. I've got a feeling you're just going to take me around to former lovers' houses and we're just going to give them a spray.
No, God, no. We're just going to stake them out.
Well, with those sunglasses on. I'm not surprised.
Sorry, I just want to freak you out. See what drive.
You. I didn't like that. I didn't like that. I hated that. That was...
you actually shit yourself.
That's so bad.
Sorry, guys. So, you probably can't see what's happening now. I just freaked out like we were about to get hit by a truck and Ollie didn't like it at all, which is fair enough.
No,
speaking of getting hit
that.
By trucks, Amy also hated it. I feel like she freaked out. Speaking of getting hit by trucks, the Gold Coast would be hit by the GWS truck here, back on track. They didn't play a good game against the Doggies, and the Doggies didn't even play a good game either, and they got smacked by 45 points, I think it was. So they don't come into this game with any form, even though they've won 2 games. And the Giants just are structured.
Yeah.
They just don't leak. They're military trained and structured the way they go about it. I feel like, what's his name who coaches them?
Who are you talking about here? The
Adam
Giants?
Kingsley.
Adam Kingsley.
Would just literally sit his coaching up like they're in the military.
Yeah. Well, you've seen his arms.
I have. He's so hot. Just a hot coach.
I love what you're saying about the structure, though. I think when you look at all the teams in the AFL right now, it's clear. I reckon they're the number one team for me where it's as clear as all get out what their structure is. The team knows each other inside and out. They trust each other. They trust the coach. The coach trusts them. And it's awesome to watch. Yeah. It's a real pleasure.
They're playing good football. And it's not really... I mean, it's sort of sexy, but also sort of boring. Football, but they just play for each other. And Jesse Hogan is a guy right now. He is a guy up forward who is leading the Coleman and he's just kicking bags for fun. He could have a big day here, although the fullback in Sam Collins, fullback, could shut him down. So that means someone else get off the line.
Yep.
Could it be a Toby Green or a Brent Daniels? Could be a big day for there. Mount Barker is a big ground as well, so it'll be a lot of space for the forwards. My instincts say the Giants, Tom Green and the boys.
Mm.
I think Tom Green's on Brownlow pace. I don't see how they have a hiccup here.
I think on paper, a lot of these games, unless there's going to be a crazy upset, they make a lot of sense to me. They're pretty straightforward. So I think that this is another win for the Giants. Agreed.
I don't know about the Suns yet. Mm. I know that we know they have some dogs. They've proven that they have some dogs. But do the dogs like Mount Barker? I'm not sure.
Well, with a name like Bark, you would have thought so.
You know, you actually legally... What the hell? Get out.
You didn't, You didn't hear the joke, did you?
Go again. I missed it.
No, I don't really want to be honest. You'll listen back. But I just need you to know that, and this has been a recurring comment, that people have gone, you're actually very funny, Ollie, but Dan's... I'm not sure Dan's listening to you.
I'm always thinking about my next gag. That's
why. Because I've deployed something quite clever. Real play on words, and then you move on. But anyway, whatever.
Speaking of the tips, though...
Excuse me?
Well, you said how this round's pretty straightforward. We have all the
you
tips...
You missed another joke.
...on... Get the fuck out the car, honestly. Had enough of this shit. Can you find your way from Horsham to Adelaide?
We're going through Horsham now, so... No. Don't pull over.
All the games, I think, are straightforward. We have the tips on feed, on Sportsbet again, guys. You can go see them. I think there's winners there. I just do. So go check it out. Next game is Richmond versus St Kilda. Richmond paying $3.43. The Saints are $1.32. The line is 20.5. Richmond-Adelaide home game, which makes sense. Thank you for taking that. No Bolter, no Lynch. They're out without Liam Baker. They might get Dusty Grimes and Jack Graham back. But I just think that Richmond are going to be one of those teams that they'll be average for 3 weeks and then just pull one out of their backside all year. I think this is going to be straightforward for the Saints. They'll make easy work of this.
So we thinking after they pull one out of their backside last round, that they go now it's time.
Yep. I think they've got three in a row of being pretty average.
Yep. And I think, to be totally honest with you, and this is without my bias, I think that this is a retribution game for St Kilda as well after what happened last weekend against the Bombers. And we like the Tigers, generally speaking. We're always pretty decent against Richmond. So
you do.
St Kilda love playing the Tigers.
Wow. Have a way with them. I think you're right. I think the Saints are looking for someone to take their anger out on. And thank God West Coast aren't in the way. Because if they were, that would be 200 points. But the Saints get King back.
Yep, Max King back.
That'll be big for them. That means, unfortunately, I think Caminiti goes out. I like Caminiti.
Yeah, I like what he's got to offer. Probably a little bit too young. His body's not quite there. And as we've seen, like particularly late last season, makes some silly decisions. So, yeah, no, it's clear that you get the King back. That's the focal point of the forward.
Dougal Howard could be back, I'm hearing.
Ooh, that's a great in.
You secured a pretty stacked.
Yeah.
You're very stacked, but I feel like you just shit the bed a lot.
Yeah, well, that's got nothing to do with being stacked. That's a different issue.
But wear a nappy. Maybe the Saints players need to start wearing nappies until Ross says, I'm sick of you guys shitting the bed. Once you've won three in a row, we'll take the nappies
we'll
off.
We'll take them off. Then you get on the trainers.
That's just a good way to get St Kilda up and about and more consistent. They have to play in nappies for 3 weeks. Well, and then the nappies get to come off.
That is just such an old school coach's move that you could see happening, couldn't
if
you?
I was Righto, boys. If I was Ross, I'm putting huggies on them. Just putting huggies on them. But, Richmond don't have enough to compete here.
No.
I like St Kilda, but... Also, with Richmond, kudos to them. They just fucking go down swinging. You know? They always do. I can't remember the last real Richmond blowout where they just rolled over.
No.
And I love that about them.
They're an honest team.
Swinging, guns blazing. So, with all that, Richmond get absolutely pantsed here. Yep. St Kilda just go to town on them because of what happened last
week. And, can I just say as well, at your old home, Norwood.
Just memories there. Haven't been there. Haven't played there since... Well, haven't been back to Adelaide. Haven't been back to Norwood since I was 18. My last game was there. And look, some people say you only played 13 games and kicked 4 goals. Did you leave that much of an impact? Yeah, I did. Because I stole Stephen Dawes' shin guard once.
That's awesome.
Out of his locker. And when he went looking for his shin guard and couldn't find it...
Guess
what? Because he was playing twos and I was playing reserves. Guess who came off the field after his game wearing his shin pad? This guy. Because I had that dog in me. I was going to let my 17-year-old shins cop it.
No.
When I could wear Stephen Dawes' shin guard.
And you were saying earlier, an hour into the drive, we were talking about the Sample. Proper men.
Sample's a good league. Proper men, and the fans get around their league. It's a lot bigger than the VFL, the Waffle. People genuinely love their Sample teams.
Yeah.
A lot of history. The Red Legs, you know. Take me out of the Red Legs history, and they still have a lot of fans.
Yeah.
They just
Not
would.
As many, but there's still quite a few.
I don't even know where the fuck we are right now.
We're driving through Horsham.
That's a massive mitre 10.
That is quite big. And it just says Adelaide straight away.
Kangaroo.
Straight ahead. Last game of the round.
Yeah.
Collingwood versus Hawthorn.
Okay. Initial thoughts are Jack Ginnivan game.
Yes.
And Maynard to absolutely lay into him flat out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think... I don't know if Guinea has that, like, I'm ready to face my old team in him. I don't know if... You know how some players are like, oh, yeah. Let me at him. Let me at him. I want to show them what they're missing. I think Maynard could just suplex him in the first quarter.
Yeah, because he's always... Like, I mean, he's not been at Hawthorn for long, but I've still spoken about the Pies with such high regard. It doesn't sound like...
They're going to go and get him?
You know, he's ready. No, I think they will try, but it feels like he still really likes them. But I did hear him speaking about how when he was away in Bali and, you know, it was that moment of what's coming up next for him in his career. Just turned left to go to Adelaide.
Thank you.
He said no coaches or players reached out to him and said, you know, we'd really like you to stay. So I thought that was a bit of that was a pretty honest and open thing to say. So I'd love him to go out there and be a real little piss taker. It'd be great.
It'd be good. It'd be good to watch. This game would just be good to watch based on that alone.
Yeah.
As you go against Collingwood. Collingwood, they got their mojo back last week. I just think they come here and keep the train rolling. And then their 0-3 start goes to 2-3 and look out, rest of the league.
Yeah.
Top operation.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It could be a bit of a turning point the next couple of weeks.
You know, I've been laughing at them hysterically, thinking it's so funny. That guy's just left his stuff on his boot.
What?
So there's a lot happening here.
Horsham's interesting.
We've been laughing at Collingwood, or I have, because they've been so bad, but they get to 2-3 and then they get to 3-3 and then look out.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just back. I don't respect what Hawthorn is doing on the field, but a bit like Richmond, I just respect him. Let me in. Big Chuck's not going to let me in. There he is. I just respect what they're doing. They just don't go down swinging.
And they've got no
they
reason.
Don't go down swinging.
They go down swinging, yeah.
Yeah. They just... I can see what they're doing at Hawthorn. I can see the young kids that they're pumping games into them. I can see their game plan. I can see what Sam Mitchell is trying to do with them. And I appreciate that. I just don't appreciate the end result on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It makes me hate watching them.
And they'd apologise, I'm sure, if they had the opportunity.
Look, I don't do this caper to get apologies, but if they did want to come out and apologise for the way they're playing...
You'd receive it.
I wouldn't accept it.
You wouldn't accept it?
No. I'd throw it back in their face.
How good does the Victoria Hotel look?
ATM and Keno.
Bistro
like,
lunch.
I love Keno. Keno's that good.
Yeah.
It's rigged, like 100% rigged. But...
Yeah.
No one's ever won a Keno. Oh, they got Fox Footy there.
Bistro lunch, dinner, meals.
How funny country towns.
The best.
Like when they... This cafe has Wi-Fi. Oh, awesome. Like that's the calling point.
We've been through a few now. What makes a country town a big country town? What do you need in it to be considered a bit of a landmark? I think traffic lights.
Yeah, you're not really a country town if you've got traffic lights.
Yeah.
I mean, right now we're in Horsham and I can see a McDonald's, a Hungry Jack's and a KFC within 20 metres of each other.
Yeah.
And an OTR. And I don't know what the fuck a Moe's Dog and...
Shake.
Say.
Moe's Dog and Shake.
I don't know what that is, but I want one. But also feel like I could get violent food poisoning from it.
Yeah, I want to actually spend some time with you this weekend, so I don't think it's a clever idea for you to do it.
Fair.
Moe's. Yeah, thick shakes and... Guess righto.
We've still got another 5 hours left this drive, you know that. Like, we've just got so long, and I'm trying to figure out what's the acceptable hour mark where I just drop a fart in here, because I think we could all say that, you know, it's actually irresponsible to keep farts in.
I'd rather you wait till we get to the border and get
and
out of the car.
Just let one loose.
Yeah. Wait until you're South Australia.
Driving past a lot of footy clubs as well, imagine the sign-ons we could have taken.
Oh, that's so
true. We could have taken so many sign-ons. Like, that's Horsham Footy Club. I could at least get 5K out of them.
I would have thought Horsham would have had a bigger ground. I reckon just, that's the high school.
That's just the high school.
Yeah, that's the Horsham
High School. I could still get 5K out of the high school.
Oh, easily.
Easily. Before we go, guys, I heard a little rat speaking on his little airwaves of a show. On his little... The other sport that we don't like that doesn't make any sense to anyone, where they just run as hard as they can against each other.
Lacrosse?
I respect lacrosse more than this sport. It's the NRL.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep. Den and Kemp and bloke in a bar. Talking, running their mouths, saying that we're just a little podcast. Mate, I can't even see you on the charts. That's how high up we are. I got to look down to see where are you?
Yeah.
50? I got 40 spots on ya.
Well, you get vertigo every time you look down at it.
He's so far. Denon is like, and bloke in the bar, it's like the rear view mirror here in this car, in the Toyota. Mm-hmm. I've ripped it out because that's so far behind me and below me my future's going forward and one way.
Yeah.
He's running his mouth saying he's the biggest followed person on feed. And yeah, you are. But guess what? We are coming big time, AFL people. So jump on feed on the Sportsbet app. Follow me. Join a community of like-minded individuals who love their footy and want to see a few bets get up. You know?
Yeah.
Collectively, as a unit, as an operation, as an industry, as a Dan Does Footy community, just want to help each other out. And let's take Denon down.
Well said.
In saying that, I do respect Denon a lot.
We actually really like him.
And I don't want... I think that sounded a little bit aggressive, but I just wanted to hype up the rivalry a lot because I do really want to take him down.
Yeah. This is actually the... Not next to a fucking truck, Dan. It's not funny. Can't we go back to playing I Spy?
Oh, fuck.
I Spy.
Fuck. Forgot my Carlton undies. How far out of Melbourne are we? No, we're going to go back.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
We're going to go back. All right. See you. We'll see you in Adelaide. We are 5 hours from Adelaide. We'll see you there, guys. If you see us, if you see Ollie, please say g'day to us. We're leaving a few gifts in towns. If you're driving over, we're going to Keith now. We're going to Bordertown. We're going to leave some treats there. We've got a hat. We have a orange Gatorade ice, which I think we're going to leave in the city now I think about it. So we'll see you at Gather Round. We'll see you next Monday as well for the review. Leave some beer. We're going to try and leave some beer for you.
Yeah.
We can't make any promises, but we will try. So we love you all. Say, if you're driving, safe trip.
Yeah, big time.
Sorry, that was the last one. We'll see you in Adelaide, everyone.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.